This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. Do you have any idea what's going on in WandaVision right now at all?
Yeah, I mean, they're like stuck in some weird little Wanda bubble, and like they're either in another reality, probably like they're dead, or, you know, what the fuck ever, but I don't care. It's only 20 minutes. It's like a goddamn commercial, and then it's over. Like, it's painful to watch this fucking show.
It's very short. It's very short, and
7 minutes worth of fucking credits, though.
So many credits. So many credits. I mean, I guess they're sticking to the theme of the world they're in. I mean, with the it being based off of, you know, sitcoms, but it's like, okay, like I said, at some point, I don't know if I said it last week or if I said it since then, at some point, if they shift to it being not necessarily a sitcom and they get into more of a normal era of television, they need to make it longer. Like, the episodes need to be longer because of where they are. Like, I don't know what they could – I don't know if they can keep up the campiness as they go. Like, I know next week is going to be – like, this week was the 70s, and next week's going to probably be the 80s, like in, like, the Roseanne-looking shots we saw in the trailer and stuff. So I doubt it'll get much, much longer next week. But at some point, like, I'm not sure if I'm mad at Marvel if I give them credit for being like, we're going to tell you the story the way we're going to tell it. And it doesn't matter.
That's
like,
that's such bullshit. Like, that's like, oh, I don't get – that's not giving anybody credit, dude. That's just putting out shitty work. And then everybody just going – all right.
Well, I guess we're going to watch it.
I'll take fucking what you give me. Like,
right.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, I mean, you get a little bit of like, oh my God, this is weird shit was happening. And then she's like pregnant. And then there's twins. And then that leads to some shit. And then the doctor magically gets flown. And then he drops some weird fucking like innuendo of like, hey, it's really hard to get out of here because everybody snaps in and out of this fucking death reality that they're in. And then, like, homegirl's necklace fucking had the goddamn Grim Reaper just chilling on it, like, all, like, as man that was trimming hedges straight into fucking cinder block. You know, it's supposed to be weird, but again, it's just 20 minutes. Like, I literally gave you 18 minutes worth of the fucking show right there. Like, you get one extra scene about homegirl mentioning something about Voltron. And then, like, her brother or fucking whatever, and, like, she gets thrown the fuck out, but you don't see that till the end, and, like, Vision walks in and is like, okay, all right, you know, and then, I don't know, it's one of these things where it's, like, the idea behind it is there. What they're doing is cool, but it's just 20 minutes, it's just drivel, like, it's shit, because the only thing that fucking matters is like 3 minutes out throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is that you start off wondering if Wanda has created this world because of what happens to Vision in the movies, and it's after those times and she's brought him back. But then I'm not sure if she is she definitely has like control to a certain extent of the world because of the rewind we saw last week, and this week we saw like the like bad cut, like where it went from Vision was trying to like delve deeper into it, and then all of a sudden like it reset back to where he was standing up by the couch. And so we know she has power. We know that Geraldine has been inserted to this world, or until she got kicked out, inserted to the world by Sword, more than likely, the people who are watching over what's happening. We see when she gets kicked out that Westview is actually like an actual town. And that makes me, that kind of goes along with the doctor and, oh shit, what's the neighbor guy's name? Cliff or something that was cutting through the hedges. Like they, I have a feeling that those people are all like, they're all people from that town. Like normally, and they're all stuck playing these parts, whether they have, whether they've got some sort of like mental block where they're acting the parts out without being really in control, and then certain things can like kick them out of it, or some of them are just like losing it so much. Like when the HOA lady or whatever broke the glass and her hand was cut and stuff, like she kind of snapped out of her, you know, the character she was playing for a bit. And then this episode, like you said, the neighbor dude cutting through the, you know, being all sorts of weird, like trying to, I'm not sure if he was like trying to get attention, like whatever control he had over him, either like whatever control that was running him, like had him cutting too much, or he was able to like get it there to make it look weird. So it would kind of like throw, you know, like throw vision off or whatever. And then of course the doctor who was like, yeah, man, these small towns, you know, just kind of seem, can't seem to ever escape. Like that's, you know, it's, they're all kind of leading to this weird who's here on purpose, who's here, you know, against their will, and who's controlling this whole thing, which, you know, all anybody can say who's doing any sort of review on this, us included, is we don't know because Marvel's not telling us yet. And I'm with you. It does tend to be a bit of a, it's like, okay, how long are you going to stretch out us like not knowing? We know that Agnes is also like there and not necessarily under control, like not necessarily under whoever's spell is running over the rest of the town, because she seems to be trying to steer Wanda in certain directions. She was talking about the first episode, she's the one that, you know, brought up sexy time. Because, you know, for her to conceive the kid. And then you had the whole second episode, the whole for the kids thing. And then, of course, this one, she ends up getting pregnant. And or at the end of the last one, she's pregnant and then, you know, cranks out the babies. So I don't know. I don't know who's running what. I watched all three in a row this weekend to see how they played. And on a second viewing of all the episodes, the people are a lot, there's a lot more like underlying creepiness that's going on here, like that you can definitely like read into when it comes to folks' emotions and what they're going for, like what they're like, what spell they're under, for lack of a better term. So I don't know. I hope it's going to pay off in the end, but it definitely is interesting right now.
No, I mean, I think it's cool. I like what's going on. Like, I like that you don't know what you're in, but you know you're in something inside of something. So you're like, all right, at least I got the nesting doll thing kind of going on. Or am I like adjacent, right? You know, like, am I between worlds or whatever? And I mean, because they've already established that, you know, so it's like,
well, they're definitely in something that can't be penetrated normally. Like somehow Geraldine got it somehow, and
it's not just some, they're not just like, she's not like it's not just like a fake cloak up around like a street somewhere that has a dead end sign in front of it, and if you walk too far, like boop, you're in there, right? Like it's,
yeah, they have something it, like, cordoned off,
yeah, that, you know, obviously the Marvel powers that be that are basically like the government is got it quarantined and watching or whatever, but you don't know if, like, did Wanda, like, stop death? Like, did she break the system, right? Like, we all know how powerful she is, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, well, when it all went to shit and everything happened, when Wanda blew up, what did Wanda do? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I kind of think that aspect of it's cool. Like, are we stuck in this weird, might be dead, but we've also established like in numerous fandoms of any kind of super powers, like someone always goes to hell and pulls someone out, right? Or, you know, kind of thing. And I mean, this wouldn't really surprise me if we kind of have a little bit more of that. And then there's whatever other kind of science-y government conspiracy pieces with it too. Like, oh shit, we got a portal to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever kind of thing there that's going on with that. Like, it's cool. The whole premise is cool. Like the first two episodes to me, watching them back to back, were like, for nostalgia purposes, were fun, but they were really just like kind of grindy. This episode was, hey, here's some things happening. Like the weirdness is weird. Like even when people are just like looking at other people now, it's almost like,
yeah, they're,
and then you can see them get lost in thought or whatever, like whatever's going on is like, is that Wanda like breaking, you know, everything kind of whatever. Yeah,
that's definitely a question is if Wanda is the one who's in control of these folks, are these people, is it just so many for her to control that's why they're starting to slip? Like things are starting to come apart when she's not paying direct attention or when things are happening to her that
suck. I don't think she's controlling these people. Like,
okay.
I think Wanda's in purgatory. Whatever the middle between death and life is.
So you think like something... after Endgame and after Tony's funeral has killed her or taken her somewhere?
Yeah, something's happened. Like, and again, like we don't know what time we're in. So are we just stuck in that magic little gap before everything was fixed?
Yeah. Right.
I'm kind of assuming we're in between that gap.
Which gap?
When everybody gets wiped the fuck out.
The
right?
Snap, before
yes,
that?
Yes. Like, before, like, it's right in there. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's the snap, but it is something right in that general circumference of things. And I kind of think Wanda broke, like, whatever the next step is. And the people that are in there are, like, probably normally under the next step gaze, or they're like the people in the system that work with the next step, you know, that are like the transition team for death, right?
Right.
Kind of, and like these people are in here doing it, and they're like, hey man, this is day 36 and I've been cutting this fucking hedge, like, you know, kind of shit. So
I mean,
I think there's something like that going on.
You know, Wanda was one of the ones that dusted away at the snap. And of course, Vision had already been killed by Thanos. So I don't hate your idea at all. I mean, it's definitely possible, especially if maybe it's even like where she went when she got snapped, for all we know. Because the only reason I don't think it's happening I don't know, I mentioned it last week, like it's like a millisecond, like it's, is this all happening in like an instant? And that would be cool, except we've already seen that, like with Monica Rambeau, with Geraldine being in the world and us seeing that they're actually, there's like spotlights in there and she's coming out of this, you know, almost cloaked, hidden looking area where she gets thrown out of. Like, so it's happening in real time, at least wherever they are is happening in real time. Because there's a location that S.W.O.R.D. is at least watching. Now, S.W.O.R.D. could be controlling. There's also theories that because if you watch all the episodes, everything's framed out in hexagons. And the hexagon is the symbol for AIM, which is another Marvel bad guy organization. They were showed up in Iron Man 3, but it was, you know, meh. But, that you know, it could be AIM. So who's controlling the world? Like you said, I'd like to get an idea of the timeline where we are, because, you know, it seems like there's almost a shared controlling of the world happening because she has so much ability to manipulate the environment, to rewind what's happening, almost like Time Stone style rewinding stuff. She's taking things, you know, she's resetting things that she doesn't like. So she definitely has a large amount of power. The question is this of her choosing, or is this something that a entity, whether it be mortal or something else, people are talking about Mephisto, people are talking about the Reaper, people are, you know, there's all kinds of, like, who's the other side? Because if it's just her, then there's a possibility they're queuing her up to be the bad guy for something later on, because what she's doing, while it's interesting for us, what she's doing is, like, you know, it's getting more, especially at the very end of this episode, like, we could see that she could go go evil real quick, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because with Geraldine just throwing her out, at least she didn't kill her, but she did huck her out of the entire world they're in right now. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, Wanda could have made an alternate reality, you know, like, I forget what Vision Stone was.
I want to say the Mind Stone, but that doesn't sound right. That sounds too easy because it was in his head. Which one? The yellow stone? Oh, it was the Mind Stone. That's the yellow one. Nice. But yeah, I mean, because Monica Rambeau, who's playing Geraldine in Wanda's world, is definitely playing a character. Either she was inserted by S.W.O.R.D., or she found a way in sneaking around S.W.O.R.D.'s observation area or something, because she's, when the Stork is doing, and that's the other thing, now that I'm actually bringing that up. So the Stork that manifests itself while she's talking with her before she goes into labor, Wanda tried to use her power to make it go away. You saw the red smoke pop up, which, by the way, like, cool, almost like a throwback to, like, Wizard of Oz, like, red smoke. That shit was just, like, straight, like, smoke, like, practical effect almost. It was probably CG, but it was really cool. But the bird was, like, just, like, flats with me. He's like, fuck you. You're not going to get rid of me. And kept going. But when the bird made the noise and ran, Geraldine's dialect changed. Like, she was speaking in that more 70s style dialect. And as soon as she heard the bird and, like, freaked out, she was like, whoa. And, like, her whole, like, intonation on everything, the way she spoke, changed. So she's definitely, like, not part of her mind control. She's in there trying to play the part. And then, of course, when she brought up, she saw her, like, she saw what was trying to, like, I think she was trying to snap Wanda out of whatever she was doing when Wanda brought up Pietro. And then she's like, oh, wasn't he killed by Ultron? And she's like, what'd you say? I'm like, uh-oh. Like, you picked wrong, sweetheart. You're time to show you the door. But
yeah, that was kind of like a...
She gambled and lost.
What the fuck are they called? You know, like the people you call to get someone to, like, stop robbing a bank and all that shit.
Oh, a negotiator?
Yeah, like, she was, like, the negotiator for, like, them, like, sent in to kind of, like, feel her out. And, hey, man, maybe you could snap her out of it. But, yeah, I don't think talking about your dead brother is the fucking, like, right way to... Right, like, the best foot forward to... Okay, well, even if you were like, I just want him to snap out, like, I don't think snapping out to, like, the rage side of things is the where you, like, want the snapping out to be at, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Maybe they have already tried everything and we're on, like, you know, day 9 of 10 left, and they're just like, fuck it, dude, whatever we gotta do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... I don't think S.W.O.R.D. is in control. I think S.W.O.R.D. is trying to break her out of it. They've seen... I think we're after Endgame, and she has gone into a state of depression and was either courted or approached by or offered the opportunity or was subliminally given the hint to, like, you know, she as she likes, like, drive... Because we saw, like, the Westview sign in the real world, so we know it's a real location. There was even, like, a house or two in the background when Geraldine got thrown out. You know, if Wanda was, like, in there and, like, somebody, like, subliminally was like, you know, it'd be great if you just, like, settled here with Vision forever and, like, all of a sudden her and her powers, like, locked that place down. And then, but it's more like the person or the entity that gave her the idea to do it has most of the control, but Wanda has a chunk of the control too, because it's kind of like the both of them are working together without Wanda knowing it, making this town into what it is, this weird, you know, amalgamation of what I believe are TV shows that she grew up on in Sokovia, because back in the day, like I said last week, you know, you didn't have, they weren't getting the same shows we were getting in America the same week we got them. They were getting them years later. And so people in America would go travel to places on vacation and go, why are you all wearing fucking shoulder pads and, you know, parachute pants when it's the, you know, late 90s. They're like, because MC Hammer is awesome. You're like, no, he's fucking not anymore. But, you know, good for you guys. So I'm sure that, you know, this is some of the kind of stuff she was raised on. And she's kind of making this, you know, this path through what she was raised on in Sokovia, watching TV as a kid and whatever. Maybe. So I don't know. It's I hope that when the reveal happens, A, it's not like the last episode, but and B, it's like, oh shit, like it's a good oh shit moment. Hopefully when the reveal of what's happening and who is in control, and I'm kind of hoping it's way out there like Mephisto, because the like the babies, if you go back in the comic books, I was looking this up, like if you go back in the comic books, like one of the stories, like when she has the babies, like they're actually, is it Mephisto? Like they're his kids, and like he just wanted her to have the baby so he could absorb them, and then he spends the rest of the comic book like with baby, like he absorbed them as into his arm, so he had like babies on the end of his arm. I swear to God, I saw a picture. I was like, you gotta be shitting me. Like they just like little like baby head and torso and arms, like at the end of his at the end of this dude's arms, like rah, it's fucking crazy. So, you know, and Billy and Tommy, of course, everybody who had read the comic books knew that it was gonna be those two kids, because those are the twins, and they are Tommy, what is his name? I lost it. Dagnabbit. I was scrolling around and I missed it. Billy Kaplan and Tommy Shepard, otherwise known as Wiccan and Speed. So one of the kids gets her, his superhero name is Wiccan, and he gets her like magic powers. The other one gets like her brother's speed powers. So those were kind of the names we were going to end up getting. But yeah, I need the next episodes, and I need them quicker than once a week. I think like we've said before, I think this weekly release shit really hurts this kind of storytelling.
Yeah, like, especially if you're going to do one that's this short, just put the whole fucking season out.
Right.
Like, it's better to be watched like that. Now, if you got episodes that are pushing at 45 to an hour, and that's before you even get to all the people that help do the show, cool. Like, push it out a week. Like, there's enough content in there for people to watch again, digest, or just be like, shit, man. Or, like, at least go, ooh, I really want it. Like, you're watching this one, you go, like, what do you want me to do? You know?
It's, right.
It's very, it's like, annoying. Very it, annoying.
I'll say it again, because I actually like the point I made a second ago. This kind of storytelling does not lend to weekly releases, because you're not giving me anything on a weekly basis. I almost don't want to watch it until it's over so I could just binge it and go, oh man, that was great when you binged it. Mm-hmm. You know? People said that about, we just did Discovery Season 3. They were saying, oh, if you go back and watch them all in a row, it actually tells the story real decently, and it doesn't have the hangups it did when you watch it on a weekly basis. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, not watch it when it comes out? Man,
like, I don't, like, if I am paying for your service, then the moment that shit's done, I should have the full catalog.
Yep.
That's... And if I want to watch it in a week, or watch it when I get to it, or fucking chain watch four of them and then be like, meh, you know, that's on me. But why am I paying for something and then adhering to your fucking shit schedule?
Right. No, exactly. I'm with you. I wish they would call us and ask us our opinion on their streaming schedule.
Yeah, just, I pay money, give me the fucking catalog. Like, I don't care if you do a revolving catalog and you're like, well, then you got fucking a month and a half to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yep. Cool. I'll do that. And then if you want to pump them out at a week or at some fucking wonky ass cycle whenever you feel like it after that, your library. Go at it. I don't give a shit. I've already watched it. But like, don't make me like watch one. Or should I say, sit down, blink, stand the fuck up, and go, cool, I gotta wait a week for that shit again? Like, God damn it.
Right. I mean, they're so short. Like, I watched all three last weekend just to watch it again to be like, okay. I mean, it doesn't.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't
like, when I watched the first two, I thought, I was like, oh shit, man, I may not have enough time. And like, I fucking finished it, and I was like, I don't even think my mods are done downloading. Like, what the fuck? I was like, Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, we shall see what rolls around next week. Who knows? I hope we get more.
It's a good show. Like, it's just really, really annoying that it's so short, because it's right now it's a really good blend of like sitcom TV that even the dumb shit kind of makes you chuckle at, right, with a lot of, I don't know, like Twin Peaks, like X-Files, like fucking weird vibes. Like there's certain shit just sometimes where you're watching it, like in episode two where homeboy's choking a little too long, like you genuinely feel uncomfortable. Like the scene gets uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Just give me 45 minutes of that shit. Like, that's all I'm asking.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a... And that's why I can't tell if these people are either they're scared and playing the part of whatever era they're currently in, or if they're under control to a certain extent with the what the words they can say while they're around Wanda, because, you know, the lady remained, like, laughing, but, like, she was also tearing up when she was saying, stop it, you know? And, like, you could see the tears start to well up in her eyes, and, you know, she was literally telling her to please, you know, save my husband. So this is her real husband in that, you know, if we're going with that theory, it's her real husband in that town. So, I mean, yeah, and so the one part that, like, really tweaks at me is that, what is Vision? He seems to be on his, like, I don't think he's just a manifestation that she has created in this little bubble, because he's done too many things that have thrown off her reality to be, like, her just making up a Vision to be with her. You know what I'm saying? He is a bit more emotive than the old Vision. Like, he has a few more, like, he's showing emotion to a certain extent that he didn't necessarily do in the movies, but you also only saw them in, like, snippets, as, you know, he is a robot, but who knows? So he's going to start being he's going to continue to be more inquisitive about what's going on around this town. And so I don't think that she's necessarily controlling him, if she's controlling anybody. She's definitely not controlling. And if I don't honestly think she's controlling anybody, because then she would know that she's not controlling Geraldine and not controlling Agnes. She would know that, you two are blanks in my Vision. I can't see you.
Well, then, I mean, yeah, but then you go to, like, that's assuming that Wanda is in a proper state of mind. Like, if she's gone into some crazy, like, my brain's blown because my fucking floors all Legos all the time now, all of a sudden, right? Like, how many layers and walls and protections did you put up, you know, to keep yourself safe? Or is she, like, just stuck somewhere and, like, her grieving is, like I said, like, fucking up the next step because she is genuinely that powerful? Or is she made her own little reality to stop everything from happening or whatever? And it's like, you know, that psychosis, like, I'm fine as long as nothing, you know, ruins the bubble, right? But every so often somebody comes along and pokes it or moves it, you know, and then it's like you have to snap the reality to fix the outside problem real quick, you know, and it's like, oh shit. But yeah, I think it's one of those two. Like, it's either something that she's made to protect herself, and everybody that is there is, like, stuck. Like, I don't think it was like she created it and was like, yo, I want that guy, that guy, that guy. Or she got to this town and just, like, snagged up a half group of people and was like, all right, let's go. I think these people got caught in whatever transition was happening as well. And, like, Wanda broke it. And then anybody else that is, like, there but doesn't seems to more know about the, like, today, I think they are, like, whatever the science is going on the outside. And I think that's kind of where we're at, you know, but I don't know. It's just what we don't. It's just what I got in 20 minutes with the fucking guess, right?
Yeah, it's all speculation. And honestly, if it keeps deteriorating and becoming more, if it stops being nostalgic and becomes more X-File-y, then I'm already going to be hooked on it, because it'll be like, okay, cool. So we can start to, because we got even more this episode with Agnes talking to what's his name and being like,
yeah, I hope they ramp the weird up. Like I said, with the guy choking, the uncomfortableness, or just the, like, where you stare at your TV and you kind of go, the fuck is going on? Like, I want a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the guy who was cutting hedges almost said we're trapped? He said, you know, he's trying to, you know, he said something to the fact of we were just trying to.
I thought he was going to say that we're dead. Like, that's what I thought he was going to say.
That's one of the other things he could say, because we're all trapped or we're all dead. Yeah.
Yeah. And, right. And I thought that's what he was going to say. And the other lady was like, no, because like, we don't know the fucking outcome of that. Don't do that. You know, like, and again, that could get us back into what happened, you know, after Vision and the snap and like where we are with her. Really, like, that whole timeline really affects, I think, like, what is happening with Wanda. Like, I don't think it's going to be like, oh, dude, everybody came back and this is just after everything that we know of so far to date. And this is just, like, her in a breakdown still. Like, I think there's something way more than just, like, oh, a broken heart kind of story going on here.
True. Yeah, we need to get more Kree, and we need to give me something next episode. Let me make one of the ideas out there in the internet right now talking about this show. Just give us the answer to one, so we can like, okay, cool. Now that opens up these 18 more questions about things, but at least give me the answer to the one of the main ones. We're still working on main questions right now, and we're 4 episodes in, like the where or the what. Just give me the answer to one of those, and then we could ask a bunch of more detailed ones that you can answer down the road. But yeah, that's this week. Before everybody goes, I teased this last week, but I want to make sure that I actually get this out there this week. So if you're looking for more of a family friendly podcast other than our, two dads yapping each other, my son and Dean and I started a podcast, and I got them all uploaded and ready to go. And it's out there for everybody to listen to. It's called Hey Dad, What You Watching? You can check it out at Hey Dad. Let me see. I was like, what URL did I buy? Heydadpod.com is the URL to take you to the anchor site where you can listen to our first 3 episodes. It is me taking my boy through all the movies of my childhood, and it is a blast so far. We've done Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Neverending Story, and E.T. so far, and we're recording Princess Bride this weekend. So It's going to be great. It's a good time. It's family friendly. So all y'all that listen to us and can't listen to us with your kids in the car, that podcast is the one that's perfect for the kids in the car, because it's me and my boy just chatting about what he thought about the movie, because they don't make him that way anymore, by God. And that's just how it is. Get off my lawn. So until next week, we'll see how episode 5 of... Let's see, episode 4 of WandaVision goes. See if it tells us any answers. And we thank everybody for listening and making it to the end. And for the record, our podcast will be longer than the last episode of WandaVision. Just saying. Than all the episodes.
Sure enough, we'll be.
See you guys later.